Well, good morning. It is so good to see all of you today on this third Sunday in Advent. And we want to welcome all of you as we continue making our journey to that Christmas Eve and Christmas Day as we celebrate the birth of our Savior. And as we've been journeying along through this process, we've been talking about the God of possibilities and what God was doing to bring about His Son into the world. So as we continue on a little bit later on, we're going to be talking today about how the God of possibilities brings joy in the wilderness. So again, we want to welcome you, and we also want to welcome those that are will be listening later on online. So as we stand, let's join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together for our call to worship in the bulletin. Let us magnify the name of our God. God has done great things.
God's name is great throughout the generations.
The Holy One lifts up the lowly and fills the hungry.
We come to worship with expectation and great joy.
Well, let's join together there. You can turn in your hymn book if you like, 133, or follow along on the PowerPoint here, O Come All Ye Faithful, this morning. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Glorious God, we rejoice in the good news of Advent promises. Enter into our brokenness and renew us with the strength of your joy. In Jesus' name, amen. And you may be seated this morning. And the Purcell family is coming this morning to do our lighting of our Advent wreath and readings this morning. And it's in the bulletin there this morning. The light of that star
lights the ages
in pale, and that song from afar
has swept over the
world. Every heart is aflame, and the beautiful sing in the homes of the nation that Jesus is King. Well, I'm going to go ahead and invite our kids to come down, if they would, this morning. Oh my gosh, I think it's going to be all girls today. Everybody have their candles? Let's put them up now, because the last couple weeks we've been talking about the different candles, okay? So what does anybody remember the first one that we lit? What is it? Hope. Good. Yes. Hope. Does anybody remember the second one? What was it? Do you remember? That one's... It's peace. Peace. Yes, peace. So we have hope and peace. And then what is the third one today that they just talked about? And I have to apologize because it wasn't them. I think the battery went dead since last Sunday in the cordless mic. So I'll have to make sure I get that changed. Nope. You're getting... That's... Joy. She said love. I was like, that's next time. Joy. Joy is today. And that's the pink one, or sometimes people refer to it as the rose one. Okay? So we got three of them now. Three candles. So can we hold up our three? Or you can do it this way if you want. Now remember what I told you the last couple weeks. Don't blow them out. No, we don't blow them out. We hold on to them and we take them with us. Hope. No, don't blow it out. Hope, peace, and joy. These are the things that God gives us because of Jesus coming into the world. And so today, we think about joy. And joy. And, oops, I forgot to change it over there. Let me change it real quick because I want to read you that, at least part of that verse. Is, look what it says there. It says that... It doesn't say the people, but it says the wilderness.
The desert and dry land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice. Wait a minute. How can a wilderness rejoice? How can that happen? Can the wilderness get all excited and happy? And notice what it says. They will burst into bloom and rejoice with joy and singing. The whole idea is that when God brings the Savior into the world, all of a sudden things start to bloom. Things start to turn around. And that did happen. If you look, go back and read history and read through how Jesus began to slowly bring joy into people's lives and hope and peace. And because of that, our world started to slowly change and be different. And now we get to enjoy a lot of the benefits of that. Now, sometimes we still get sad, don't we? You ever get sad? Yep, sometimes we can get sad. Yeah, I know. It's not fun being sad, is it? No. Yeah, no, we don't need to be sad. That's exactly right. You got that right. I'll remember that. Don't be sad. Don't be sad, yes. Because Jesus brings us joy. And sometimes it's not easy, is it? The sadness can be tough, but Jesus gives us joy. And that's what we hold on to. And keep our three lights a burning. And take them with us as we go out of here this week. It's easier for me to do it this way. All right, you guys can go downstairs and go downstairs for your time together. You got another lesson and some crafts and some fun things to do this morning. And as they're heading down that way, we're going to take a few moments to go to the Lord in prayer, and we're going to give you a chance there to share your joys and concerns. Now, let me just say something, and this is just by way of next Sunday. So next Sunday is the cantata, and this is a little bit longer cantata than what we've done in the past. So next Sunday, there's going to be no joys and concerns, just to give you a little heads up there. Because we usually sometimes take 10, 15 minutes sometimes doing that. And depending on what's going on. But we want to give you a chance to do that this morning. So maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share before we go to prayer this morning.
I have a joy. My son-in-law had his back surgery.
Oh, that is wonderful. We thank God for that. Yes, we prayed for him and we're thankful to that. So thankful to the Lord for that. Somebody else. Yes.
Keep Elaine Myers in your prayers as she's struggling this morning with her Lyme disease.
Okay. We will keep Elaine in our prayers. I saw another hand. Yeah.
I have two. One for mom and dad. My mom was in the hospital again this week. And
oh.
Glenn Ruby is in Story Point right now. I guess he was pretty sick too.
Okay. So we want to remember Glenn Rudy in our prayers, and for Smoke and Mary, we want to remember them in our prayers also, especially for Mary's. Yeah. Somebody else? Oh, nope. Go ahead.
One is for Adam that we've prayed for before. It's a praise. He's been accepted to the Houston Research, and they're taking him there to hopefully get rid of the cancer. And also the
Yes, and we want to remember the Taylor family this morning. Barney lost it. It was niece, right? Lost his niece. And so appreciate your prayers for them. Yeah.
Ruth Ann Freeman has been brought home with hospice, and she has rallied a little bit because of being back in her home.
Okay. Well, we want to remember Ruth Ann, and we also want to remember the family during this time. And somebody else. Yes.
Beverly's daughter Jenny had surgery on Friday, I believe it was, and it was more or less an outpatient. Although Beverly said the surgery was 2 hours and the recovery was 2.5. So
oh wow.
She just, okay. I don't know, but she's home, but I think she's still in pain, but everything went well.
Okay, so we want to remember Tammy in our prayers then this morning as she's recovering from surgery. Yeah.
My sister Marie needs some prayers.
Okay, we can do that. The Lord knows that, what's going on there. And anybody else this morning?
Greg Baker had a scan this week and it came back clean and healthy.
Wonderful. Well, we thank God and rejoice with the Lord for that. Greg Baker's scan came back clean, so we thank God for that. Anybody else this morning? Anyone else? Well, we have a couple others. We want to continue lifting up Diana Beasley after she had that surgery on her leg for healing. And we want to remember the Hageman family, as we've already been doing, but we want to continue to do that here. And if there's no one else, then Carla's just going to play here in just a moment. And we'll just give you a few moments there in the quiet in your seat to maybe lift up some of these names or maybe something that's been on your heart there while she plays. And then I will come and close us out then this morning. Lord, we are just so thankful and grateful for your presence that is with us in this place when we gather. Jesus told us whenever we gather together in his name that he is here. And Lord, we are thankful today. We're thankful for the joys that we heard and God's work in our lives. And Lord, we're also thankful that when we're facing times in life, when we face discouragement, when we face those wilderness times, when we wonder if the trials will ever end, God, we are thankful that you are the God who brings joy in the midst of wilderness times, and that you work in our lives in ways that we don't always understand. But we trust you and look to you. And Lord, we want to lift up those that have been mentioned today for the needs today. Lord, we just ask that your touch will be upon each of those that needs healing today, strength, recovery. We think of Diana today. We think of Elaine. We think of Smoke and Mary. We think of Glenn today. We think of Adam, Lord. We lift up Tammy, Lord, and Marie. And God, we just ask for each of these that your healing touch, your healing presence will be with each of them. May faith arise where they're struggling. May encouragement come where there's discouragement, God. And we just ask that you administer as only you can do. And Lord, we also lift up the Freeman family and Ruth to you as she has been placed with hospice. We just ask for your strength, your comfort, your grace to be with all of them and Ruth. And also, Lord, we lift up the Hageman and Taylor family today with the loss of these loved ones. God, that your good grace and comfort and peace will be with them in the days to come. And we're grateful and thankful for that. And Lord, we continue to lift up those on our monthly list that goes out every month. Lord, so many that are battling cancer and going through treatments. Lord, we just ask for you to just extend your healing grace and touch and hand, and that you will continue to minister to every one of them on there. And we're thankful for that and your healing touch. And Lord, we're so thankful that we can gather as your people. I pray that as we break the bread of your word today, that you'll speak to our hearts and encourage us and challenge us and send us forth to be people of joy in the midst of maybe difficult times in life. And we're thankful for that also. And Lord, as we break the bread at the table and drink of the cup, Lord, we're just asking for your presence to be real with us, that we might experience your grace and your touch as we share together at the table. Now, Lord, I lift up maybe someone that came in today and maybe they had something heavy on their heart, maybe something that they could not share, Lord. I just ask that you would minister to them and bring hope and peace to them today. And let them know that they can leave that burden at Jesus's feet today. And he will give us of himself, which is light and easy and peace-filled. And thank you for that today. Continue to lead us and use us as the community of faith and all the other churches throughout our district and county here, and continue to use us. And we continue to pray for peace in our world, God, and that you would extend that out in so many places that are in need of that today. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for joining with us in prayer. I know I say it every Sunday, but I believe prayer makes a difference in people's lives and in our world. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord now with our giving. And again, thank you so much for your faithfulness. And it continues the work of the ministry here and our continued missions giving in locally and around the world. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. pray together. Gracious God, we're thankful for all the blessings that you bring into our lives. Thank you that during this season, we're reminded of the importance of giving because you gave your son. And now we pray that you will use this offering to further the work of your kingdom as we offer it to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from two passages. The first one is our lectionary Old Testament reading found in Isaiah chapter 35, which if you notice through Advent season here, we've been looking at all of the Isaiah passages. And then I added the Luke 4 passage today as kind of to give you an explanation of what Jesus was doing with this Isaiah passage today. So let's begin there. Isaiah 35 verses 1 through 10. The desert and the dry land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. They will burst into bloom and rejoice with joy and singing. They will receive the glory of Lebanon, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the Lord's glory, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the weak hands. Support the unsteady knees. Say to all those of faint heart, take courage, do not be afraid. Look, God is coming. Vindication is coming. The reward of God, God is coming to save you. And the eyes of the blind will be open, and the ears of the deaf will be cleared. Then the lame will leap like the deer, and the tongue of the speechless will sing. Waters will spring up in the desert and streams in the wilderness. The burning sand will become a pool, and the thirsty ground fountains of water. The jackal's habitat, a pasture. Grass will become reeds and rushes. A highway will be there. It will be called the Holy Way. The unclean won't travel on it, but it will be for those walking on that way. Even fools won't get lost on it. No lion will be there. No predator will go up on it. None of these will be there. Only the redeemed will walk on it. The Lord's ransomed ones will return and enter Zion with singing, with everlasting joy upon their heads. Gladness and joy will overwhelm them. Grief and groaning will flee away. And then from Luke this morning, Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, Jesus went to Nazareth, where he had been raised. On the Sabbath, he went to the synagogue, and he, as he normally did, and stood up to read. The synagogue assistant gave him the scroll from the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. He has sent me to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to liberate the oppressed and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." He rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the synagogue assistant, and sat down. Every eye in the synagogue was fixed on him. He began to explain to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled just as you heard it." That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, a pastor goes to the dentist for a set of false teeth. The first Sunday after he gets his new teeth, he talks and preaches for only 8 minutes. The second Sunday, he talks for only 10 minutes. The following Sunday, he talks for 2 hours and 48 minutes. The congregation had to mob him to get him down from the pulpit, and they ask him what happened. The pastor explains, "Well, the first Sundays, my gums hurt so bad that I could only talk for about 8 minutes. The second Sunday, my gums hurt less, but I could only talk for about 10 minutes. But the third Sunday, I put my wife's false teeth in and I couldn't stop talking. Now, I see some of you shaking your heads, and I know my wife would probably say, you should turn that around, Jason, because you probably had your own false teeth in talking forever. I want to talk to you this morning about joy in the wilderness. Joy in the wilderness. Let me ask you a question as we begin here this morning. Have you ever felt like you were walking through the wilderness of life, so to speak? You know, where it seems like there are those times when your very life, joy, and energy just seem to be sucked right out of you. And every day it's just hard to get up and walk and move and do what you need to do. And you face those trials that seem to, you wonder, are they going to ever end? Or maybe discouragement that tries to keep you down. Maybe during those times, God seems distant. Or you even think, does God even care? Or is God around? Our reading today from Isaiah 35 is set in the wilderness. It is obvious since it's named clearly and repeatedly. And as I thought about that, I thought that's something that we should not miss this morning. Nevertheless, our reading reminds us that God's promises, and I hope you catch a hold of this morning, God's promises are with us even when we go through times of lack or loneliness or emptiness in life. And because it's in the wilderness that Isaiah receives a vision of a time when the wilderness will sing for joy. Now, you might be saying, now I understand that that's metaphorical language there, that Isaiah is trying to make a point about how God is going to restore Judah after exile. But I have to ask the question, how is it possible that the wilderness can sing for joy? And here's what I want you to think about. Advent reminds us the God of possibilities has arrived in Jesus Christ, who came into the world to reverse the brokenness in our world. Have you ever felt broken? In Luke 4, Jesus makes the bold claim that the restoration that Isaiah saw was coming true in and through his ministry. In fact, when John the Baptist was about to be beheaded, there's a story in the Gospels where one of Jesus' disciples goes to John. Vice versa. One of John's disciples, John sends to Jesus to ask him, "Are you the one? Are you the Messiah? Are you the one that come?" And Jesus told John's disciple, "Go back and tell him the lame walk, the blind see, and the poor hear the good news." That which is broken and barren is being restored. So the question is, what is God restoring? And I want to focus on two things out of the passage that I think can speak to our lives today. First of all, God restores life in the wilderness. Sometimes when we are in the wildernesses of life, we wonder, is it going to get better on the other side? Are we going to make it out the one side and out to the other? And here's the thing I want you to see this morning. Advent reminds us the dry places in our lives can sing again. God's arrival in Jesus offers the promise to remake those dry, desolate times in our lives. In other words, I think we can experience life and joy again because of Jesus coming into the world. And sometimes we have to remind ourselves of that and remind ourselves of those promises. And not only that, but we have to remind ourselves of what God did a year ago, 10 years ago, or whatever it may be, and how God brought us through that time, and how God can also bring us through the time we are currently in. Life can bloom again. That metaphorical language that Isaiah uses. Life can bloom and bubble up again as the refreshing rains of the Holy Spirit come and refresh our souls in the midst of dry times with joy and gladness. And I want you to see this too. In Christ, God restores what we have lost. Judah had lost a lot. Jerusalem had lost a lot. If you read through the whole book of Isaiah, there's a lot of gloomy parts in Isaiah. But there's these chapters that just break forth into joy and remind us that into our gloomy, messy lives at times, when sometimes they can be overwhelming, we can experience a breakthrough in joy. Because when God comes, things start turning around. As he said there, blind eyes are open, deaf ears hear. The lame leap for joy. People that couldn't talk all of a sudden begin to sing for joy. What is that? Is that all literal? Well, we know from the Gospels, Jesus did such miracles. But in our lives today, I believe God still does miracles. But also we know that God is able to do even more than what we can imagine. God transforms every inability into ability. God takes every lack and turns it into abundance. God restores wholeness and rightful place in life. God brings people back from the dead, so to speak, and gives us hope and peace and joy. That is how God restores life to us in Christ. Second thing I want you to see is God restores a path in the wilderness. Now you might be saying, okay, why? I mean, what does a path have to do with me? Well, let's see what that path is. There's two things I want you to see. Advent reminds us strength is available in the wilderness because of Christ. Sometimes when we're on the journey and we're facing wilderness, discouraging times, like I said, sometimes it's hard to get out of bed. Sometimes it's hard to get motivated and get going. But the Lord provides a path in the midst of that, a path of strength that is available. Notice what Isaiah said, fear not. Don't be afraid. Be strong, for God is with us. And God is about ready to turn things around, as Isaiah was telling the people of Judah. And it reminds me that the presence of Christ in our lives can bring that hope and peace and joy and turn situations around if we're willing to believe and step out and receive. And also then Advent reminds us a way is available in the wilderness because of Christ. So I made that point earlier. When we're in those times, we wonder, when is this time going to end? When am I going to get out on the other side of what I'm going through right now? And here's the thing I want you to hear and hold on to today. We don't have to dwell in the wilderness forever. Jesus was there for 40 days doing battle, so to speak. And God made a way for Jesus in the desert. And God will make a way for us. Because God has a way of making a way where there seems to be no way. And don't tell me to repeat that. But anyways, God has a way of making a way where there seems to be no way. God made a way in Jesus. And God continues to make ways of healing, restoration, joy, fill in the blank of what you may need in your life today. And here's the climax of Isaiah's vision. All people can be restored. All people can be made whole. All people can experience joy again because of God coming down in that baby over 2,000 years ago today. And what we celebrate during this season. Now, you might be thinking, so what, Jason? I mean, it doesn't take much to look around in our world and realize that it's broken. And I mean, it seems like brokenness is touching everybody's lives, even Christians' lives. Well, the good news of Advent is God has come down into our messy, broken lives and brings restoration that we need. Not only is Christ the one who restores, but he is the way God comes to us and brings joy in the wilderness. Reach out to Christ today and receive. Let us rejoice. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to prepare our hearts to share in communion today. And as we always do, we always begin with a time of thanksgiving and confession. And so we are going to invite you to join with me in praying that, if you would like to. And prepare our hearts to receive what the Lord wants to do in us as we partake and share at the table today. So if you would, join with me as we pray this morning. Lord of life and love, in your Son, Jesus Christ, you have come to us bringing joy. As we break the bread of life and drink from the cup of salvation, may we receive Christ in them, knowing the fullness of joy. Joy that overflows into our neighborhoods and into our world. Send forth your Holy Spirit upon us and upon the bread and cup through Jesus. Amen. Receive of that today. Receive of that joy. Receive of that grace. Or whatever else you may need today to receive from the Lord. I'm going to ask our deacons and deaconesses that are going to be helping us out this morning to serve, if they would make their way as we prepare to share at the table. Thank you. remember that night in which they were gathered together, Jesus took the bread and broke it and blessed it and said, "This is my body which is given for you. Take and eat it and do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning. The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." Well, let's go ahead and stand, and I think we're going to go ahead and close out with our final Christmas hymn there, "Away in the Manger." We're going to be doing three verses, and so on page 128 or on the PowerPoint this morning. But little Lord Jesus, no crying. from the sky and stay by my side till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care and fit us for heaven to live with you there. Well, let's join together there for our benediction in the bulletin. Go with joy renewed this day. May the God of hope fill us with overflowing joy, and may we abound in peace by the Spirit's power. Amen.